I want to run something by you, okay? Because I'm going to kind of be honest with you a little bit. A little bit transparent, a little bit open. I've been a little sad lately because when Carson graduated from college, I realized that I have no kids that really depend on me. I get a little emotional that really depend on me. And he does because, you know, he still needs me and calls and whatever. But it kind of, you look around and you go, wow, who needs me? You know what I mean? And it's a weird thing because, you know, I mean, Susan still needs me and my kids still need me. But you kind of go, who needs me now?
I guess I will say Carson definitely still does. I mean, you pay a lot of his bills still. So until he can actually pay his own bills, then that's the day when he's like, you know what, Dad, I'm paying for my entire rent myself and my whatever. Then I feel like that's like the real
That's part of it. He doesn't pay all of his bills because we got to give him a chance. The only place to get into the music business is to live in L.A.
It's expensive.
You cannot get into the music business really by living in Minneapolis and trying to work in L.A. So we are paying for some of his bills, but it's less and less all the time. He's working for an artist that they have now. This is kind of funny. They said, hey, Carson, can you do this artist's social media? And if I haven't told you, I haven't even told Fallon, I don't think, who the artist is.
I know
I don't want to jinx it.
But I was confused by it because the last time we spoke, it wasn't the artist's assistant. It was like his assistant's assistant. And then when I came back from one day off, but you were gone for a week, you then said it was the artist's assistant. So I was confused.
Yeah. Well, he was working for one artist named Issa. And Issa is in he's a rapper, and I can't remember. It's right on the tip of my tongue. It doesn't matter. And Carson was working for his assistant's assistant, and that kind of like fell through.
Not that one.
No. So there's another one.
The one that I have actually heard of is the one I'm talking about.
Right. So he was offered last night the social media director for this artist. So they'd be the social media. The look on Fallon's face right now says it all. I said, Carson, you are not good at social media.
Why would they even offer that to him? Has he done anything to show them he knows how to do social media? That is strange.
No, but I think that they assume because he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, I don't want to tell the Carson. I know I told you so. But for years I've been saying, do social media, dude. It's so important just to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And I said, you are a drummer. Post videos of you playing the drums. Nobody does that. I'm like, no, everybody does that. So anyway, he's paying more and more of his bills.
Is he going to do it?
Oh, he's going to do it, but I'm going to lecture him.
I feel like he shouldn't say no.
Yep.
Because what if you don't get another chance?
And I looked at this artist's social media, and I could do it. It's Dave Ryan level.
Okay.
It's not like really creative. It's good, solid, good photos.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there was that. So I want to bring up, here's an idea for you.
Okay.
So we all talk about mental health. I want to bring up the idea of mental strength.
Okay.
And I want to get your opinion on this one because I think that right now there is a trend in our culture, in our society, to say mental health. And that's so important because now we feel comfortable about saying, yeah, I went to therapy or I've got some depression or whatever. But I also want to promote what I think is mental strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, there are going to be some hard fucking times in your life. And you can't always collapse on the couch and drink and cry.
Well, especially if people are depending on you.
True. So I want to promote the idea, and I want you to give me some feedback as you listen to the podcast of mental strength combined with mental health and treatment and things like that. Because I am pretty lucky and pretty fortunate that I've got very good mental health. Right now I'm going through some stuff that makes me go, God, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I have a reserve of mental strength that makes me go, I'll get through this. I will go out for a run or go for a walk or ride my motorcycle or do whatever it is that makes me regenerate my pool, recharge my mental strength. And I think that some people go, oh, I'm really sad. I need to drink, or I am going to see if I can get on some sort of medication. And I think that's valid if you and your doctor agree that it's valid. But I also want to promote mental strength. Mental strength is going, yeah, that kicked me in the ass. I got fired. I didn't see that coming. But I am motherfucking strong.
Yeah.
So I am going to be, I'm going to have mental strength. So you're a friend. Tell me your thoughts.
I guess I would be more curious on what the promotion of it is. Like, what are you telling people to do? Because people like an action plan when there's something. Like, what is the action plan?
I think to realize that you've been through stuff before, you can handle this. So instead of just saying, mental health, go get treatment, mental health, go get treatment, to say, hey, you know what? If you got a bad sunburn and you can't join your friends on, you know, like Bidet-McCoska this or Minnetonka this weekend, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mental strength. Tap into your mental strength because you have more than you think you do.
Yeah.
You're stronger than you think you are. Rather than saying, oh, this is the worst, go, motherfucker, I can't be out there this weekend, but next weekend, I'm going to be out there with you.
Well, mind over matter has always been a thing. I mean, I said that, like, especially when you're running or something, you can physically do it a lot of the time, but mentally you'll quit. But I would say I support it to a degree. I think I don't think it's necessarily the healthiest thing. If you have gone through something and you're like, I'm strong, and you move on and you don't address maybe some of the things with it. And I'm not talking about medication. I'm a weird medication person. I grew up with parents who are addicts. I don't even like taking Advil. I'm like, I'm weird. I do not enjoy taking medication at all. So like anytime I've gone to a therapist and they've been like, maybe you should get on anxiety medicine or something. I'm like, I don't think you're the person for me because I am just so weird about it. But I know that so many people need it. So aside from medication, therapy, for instance, I do think that there are some things you should work through just because it's a natural thing to be like, for instance, I don't like to talk about a certain point of my life. And I honestly forget about it sometimes because I don't talk about it. I don't like to talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to address what happened. I want to move on. I don't think that's the healthiest thing, but I have been strong enough for it to not completely affect me anymore.
No, and you do great, and I think that what you said is true. I kind of compare it to people who get overly sensitive and get overly offended by something. Let's say you're on Facebook and you say something like, you know, I love peanuts. There's nothing like a great bowl of peanuts. And somebody would be like, how dare you? I have a peanut allergy and you just triggered me. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of an exaggeration where it's like the person with the peanut allergy. Hey, listen, I sympathize with you, but get over it. All I did was bring up peanuts.
Yeah.
So I think my thing is just because your veterinary bill is $2,000 and you're going to have to skip your trip to Cancun, mental strength. So
yeah.
I'm kind of like advocating for you to, instead of to just fold right away, to be mentally strong, because I really believe you're stronger than you think you are. You don't have to get offended by somebody who posts a bowl of peanuts on your Facebook.
Right, yeah.
So in the same way, you don't have to collapse because you need a new muffler on your car.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell me what you think. And I could be totally wrong, but I think there might be something there. It's kind of like we work out our bodies, right? So when we get exposed to something, our bodies can fight it off.
Right.
It's kind of like the same way we like toughen up our bodies and, you know, be healthy in the same way we can toughen up our minds.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what I'm talking about. Just a thought. Let's move on to an email from Elise titled, Am I Crazy? Well, first of all, I'm triggered by the word crazy.
All
because
right.
I
Here
think
we go.
That
move on.
It is not fun. Oh, move on. Okay.
Yeah.
She says, hello, friends. I was telling somebody about my typical routine when I leave the grocery store. They said I was excessive and crazy. So, of course, I want your opinion. For reference, I usually go grocery shopping after I'm off work, 6 p.m. or so. And I almost always have my one-year-old with me. So I usually go to Target, Walmart, Trader Joe's. And so pretty typical store. I always park near a cart return since I have my kid and I know I'm going to need a cart no matter how much I get. And I try to have one side be clear for ease of getting in and out. When I'm done, I go to my car, open the trunk, and I don't unlock the car. I load up the trunk, go to return my cart with my son. Then I put him in the car seat after I open the door. I lock the doors from the outside, get him buckled in, keep it locked until I get to my door, unlock my door, get in, and drive away. I know I seem as excessive, but especially recently, I've heard of so many things about a grocery store parking lot can be one of the most unsafe areas for a woman and somebody with kids, since you seem most vulnerable. And it's not hard for me to clock my fob and lock the doors so it's me, or click my fob and lock the doors. So to me, it's why not make sure my son and I stay safe. I didn't used to be this cautious until I had him, or quite honestly, until I started taking him out of the car seat when we go places. Am I crazy or is it valid? If it makes you feel better, I am 100% behind it.
I don't do it. My routine is I go out, I put Olive in her car seat, get her locked in. Then I shut her door, put all the groceries in the back, shut that. Then I go return my cart, which, you know, now thinking of it is kind of unsafe, but it's like usually two cars away from me. And then I get in and start my car and leave. So I think that what you're doing makes sense. It actually makes me question what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think that, you know, there's some people live in the city or the country that they don't lock their doors at night.
No, my grandma never. I mean, she might now, but like she never. My family, they just don't do that. I don't know.
I mean, I lock my doors. I grew up locking my doors. We just did. Even in the middle of nowhere, Colorado, we locked our doors. It's whatever makes you feel comfortable. And if that makes you feel comfortable and safe, then you are not crazy for doing it at all. It's like somebody saying, you go to the dentist twice a year. You don't need to go to the dentist twice a year. Well, if it makes you feel better, it's actually better for you. Yeah. So next one, Jennifer says, I agreed or signed up for your team to clean up the road, but I'm scared of the ticks. And the media are saying they're so extra this season. Ugh, I seriously hate bugs and every living flying creature. I will kill them. Sorry, but I have taken time off work and I will be there to clean up your road, clean up our roadways. See you there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. You know what? Thanks for putting that fear into me. I didn't fear ticks until you just now brought it up.
Well, you were out. Jake and Olive have both had a tick already this year and they're very, very popular. So you need to be checking.
They're very popular.
They are. They're like how we mentioned that mosquitoes are going to be crazy this year. Ticks are even worse. My friend posted about her kid having one. When I posted it on my Instagram, tons of people getting them on their dogs. So you need to be checking Josie when you bring her in.
Yeah.
We're in a very wooded area, so I know it's like more intense. But if you're going to parks and all this, you check your kid's head.
It's a good point. I know the mosquitoes are out. I got my first mosquito bite about 3 days ago. And last night I was out for a walk in an area in Chan that I walk all the time. And I got bit probably 10 or 15 times last night by mosquitoes. Ugh. So the mosquitoes are out. They're saying it's going to be a horrible mosquito season. But Jennifer, thank you for signing up for the road cleanup, and it's not too late to do that. We're doing that Thursday at 11 o'clock, and we'd love to have you out there. It's an hour and 15 minutes worth of picking up trash. We don't want to overdo it because we want to enjoy it, not go, God, when is this over? Dear Dave, don't use my name. I'm curious on your thoughts on paying your kids' college education versus letting them pay their own way. My daughter is off to college this fall, and FAFSA did not provide anything other than a small loan, which will not cover tuition. Tuition's roughly $29,000 per year. She's applied for many scholarships, no success. There seems to be an expectation from the college, and frankly, most people around me, that I will just co-sign for a loan for her for the rest, but I'm conflicted on this. First of all, I absolutely trust my daughter to pay her bills, but honestly, what parent ever co-signed thinking their kid was going to fail? I don't want to put my own finances at risk for her college experience. Even if it never comes back to haunt me personally, I don't know that I can, in good conscience, sign her up for a lifetime of debt the moment she graduates from college. Am I alone in feeling this way? Hopefully, does it make me sound like a bad parent? Thanks. No, I think that I admire you for not absolutely opening up the purse and saying, I'm going to pay for this for you. I think if you are a parent and you have enough means to make your kids, to pay for your kids' college, even then, you might want to say, I'm going to pay part of it, but I'm not paying all of it. Because if you could easily afford $29,000 a year, sometimes it's better for your kid to learn the responsibility of ownership. It's kind of like, you know, you buy a car, you're going to take better care of it if you paid for it yourself than if mommy and daddy bought it for you. I'd say it depends a lot on your daughter, but I would say help her out if you can. But if she is able in some way to take out the loans and pay them back, I would say do that.
I think I'm more like you in this situation. So we've had this discussion with our financial advisor. Jake and I do not plan to pay for college for our kids. Our financial advisor said that paying for kids' college is what keeps people from retiring now. People who
really
could have retired, it dramatically affects people's retirement.
Okay.
Because average person doesn't have an extra $30,000 a year, and that if they do, that is their retirement. And so people can't retire at a certain age anymore because they're paying for kids' college, and it's outrageous. So we do not plan to. However, we do plan to help them if they need help. If they reach out and they need help with food, they need help with housing, they need help with books or whatever, we're not going to say no. We want to help them. We also are doing things now to set them up to help them for their futures in general. And I think that it's okay to, if you choose to pay for your kids, and that's really important to you. I know a lot of people do that. That's great. But I don't think it makes you a bad person if you don't do it.
Yeah, totally agree.
Student loans are like the lowest interest rate you can get for any type of loan, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, I mean, even with like Dylan's car, we're not buying Dylan a car. We'll help Dylan, but Dylan has to make payments to us. That's going to be part of it.
And that is it today for the Minnesota Goodbye. Sorry to cut it short, but send those emails to ryanshow@kdwb.com. Let me know your thoughts on mental strength. Love to hear about that. Thank you for listening.